Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, where we are always seeking to know God, to love God, and to serve God. I'm Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and today is All Saints Sunday, where Christians all over the world are remembering and giving thanks for those who have gone before. If you're visiting with us today, especially if you're here because one of the people being remembered is someone that you love also, we are so grateful you're here with us. Or if you're with us online, the same welcome goes out to you. Our worship leaders today are Kelly and Claire Myers. And as I share a few announcements, I would invite any children who are still here in the room who'd like to head for Sunday school to go ahead and do that now. So, announcements. This year, we're going to be doing a church-wide Advent study, and it's going to be based on a book that was written by one of your former associate pastors, Reverend Scott Krostek. Do you remember Scott? I remember him, too. I know him well. The book is called A Season of Surprises, and it's going to help us think about the surprising things that happen to all of us and the difference that it makes in our complex lives that God came among us in the form of a newborn child. So you can find out how to sign up for that. Look at your connection card. Secondly, there's going to be an introductory session for a new book study that's coming in January, and you might find it to be interesting. The book is called Wait, Is This Racist? And it's a guide for how churches can work on becoming anti-racist churches. You're invited to come to this introductory session and bring your questions and your curiosity so you can learn more about the book and decide if you want to be in the book study. The first introductory session is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here at the church, and there'll be another introductory session next Sunday right after the second service. So you just need to go to one of them, and that'll help you to know what you might like to do. And then the third announcement, don't miss out on the homemade crafts, the new children's books, lunch, bake sale, all of that at the Whitmore Lake Holiday Craft Show on November 18th, our other campus. You can sign up for all of these groups and so many more things if you just check on the back of the connection card or you go online, drop the cards as well as your prayer request cards into the offering plate when it's passed today. And now I invite you to stand as you're able for our opening hymn, number 711 in the hymnal.
Jesus, speak forever blessed. Amen. We invite you to be seated and join us in this liturgy. On this All Saints Day, we gather to join the multitude of saints across the generations from all tribes, all peoples, and languages to proclaim.
Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.
We come to remember, to grieve, and to celebrate those saints who have come before, yet whose life and witness continues to teach us.
Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.
We gather today as the family of Christ, siblings and saints, diverse yet unified by grace to live lives that declare.
Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.
May we be guided today by the Lamb who is our shepherd, the one who gathers us, comforts us, and tends us.
May we join in the work of the shepherd to bring about a world with no more hunger, no more thirst, no more suffering, and no more pain, that all the saints of the past, the present, and the future may share in God's abundant life. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to join us in singing Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you. Today's scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who went to prepare a place not made with human hands, but eternal in the heavens. Amen. Well, a couple of us stayed up late past our bedtime last night. We were watching our beloved Brighton boys soccer team. They were in the state finals last night, and they went to double overtime, one of the most hard-fought games. I took the kids up there to watch them last night, but we certainly celebrate with parents who were watching their kids play in that game, and we're proud. We're proud of the students who are part of this church, who are part of that game, and they played incredibly well. They lost in double overtime, 2-1 last night, and so we celebrate with those boys, and our hearts are with them as we give thanks for all the effort that they made this year. Yeah. And then I came home after that game, and I tried to get my kids to sleep, and that was equally, I almost feel like I deserve a trophy for that, but no, just kidding. Today we're talking about All Saints Sunday, and when you think about All Saints Sunday, it tends to be sort of like a memorial day for the church, an opportunity for us to remember all of the folks who have gone before us. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, there's this beautiful image that I hold on to every once in a while. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And that's true. Sometimes we don't always feel the presence of the great cloud of witnesses all around us, and sometimes we do. Sometimes we feel like we're standing on the shoulders of giants. We feel the presence of all of the people who have lived their lives and finished their course in faith, and it's almost like we have this great grandstand looking down over us. Here we are on the playing field of life, living out our faith every day, and we're surrounded by this great company of all of the saints of light, this great cloud of witnesses, all of the champions of the faith who have gone before us. I've been thinking about some of the folks that I would put on my Mount Rushmore of the faith, people who I hold in the highest esteem, people who guided me in my own relationship with God through Jesus Christ, people who I've read or people who I've interacted with over the course of my life and ministry. And I just want to take a moment and invite you to close your eyes and just imagine for a second what it will be like someday, not yet, and hopefully not for some time, when you get to see all of those folks face to face. Can you close your eyes and imagine just for one moment whatever your concept of heaven might be, whatever that landscape looks like, and just imagine the greeting ensemble when you get there. Do you see those folks that you love? Do you see those folks that you admire? Do you see those folks that maybe you've never met, but you've read or heard about in the history books? And I don't know about you, but I mean, at least a part of heaven for me is crowded. I mean, there's lots of folks there. There are millions and billions of saints that have gone on before us, some of whom we can name and some of whom we have no idea who they might be. And when I think of heaven, I oftentimes find myself thinking that there are a whole bunch of folks where I'm like, yeah, they were definitely there. I knew they were going to be there. It's no surprise to see them. I can't wait to see them in some cases. And then every once in a while, I imagine when I go to heaven, there are going to be a couple of folks that I look at and I'm like, how did you get in? And I'm here to tell you that there are definitely going to be some folks that look at me and they're like, well, how did you get in? And I guess that's sort of the scandalous part of grace. This last week, I gathered with a bunch of my clergy colleagues. I'm a part of a clergy group. A bunch of us young United Methodist pastors get together once a month, and we talk about ministry in the church. And we just so happen to be getting together on All Saints Day, which is actually November 1st. We follow the following Sunday for us is when we celebrate it in the act of worship. But November 1st is actually All Saints Sunday, and we went around a table. There's eight of us in this clergy group, and we just had a moment to share who the saints have been in our life. What was incredibly humbling about it is we didn't necessarily name other pastors. We didn't necessarily name like champions of the faith like John and Charles Wesley. A couple of the guys in my group talked about, in particular, women in the church who came every single week for 40 years to sharpen the pencils in the pews to make sure that they were ready for worship each week. Another person talked about a Sunday school teacher who came every Sunday morning to teach them in Sunday school year after year in small churches that they grew up in, and they just taught Sunday school week after week, making sure that this particular colleague of mine felt safe and welcome despite the fact that at school they didn't feel welcome, but at Sunday school, because of this particular saint, they felt welcome at a place where they could feel safe to learn. Another person talked about how an individual came to their house to pick them up, to bring them to youth group every single Sunday night. It wasn't a huge, incredible act of faithfulness. It was just the fact that they showed up with their vehicle ready to take them to Sunday school every Sunday night, to youth group, I mean. These saints were ordinary. They weren't extraordinary martyrs, people who gave their life because they believed in Jesus and put everything on the line. They were just ordinary folks who came and sharpened the pencils. And I got to thinking on my way back home from Mount Clemens, which is where we gathered this week, that in a certain way, we're all saints. The reason why we call this All Saints Sunday is because it's wildly inclusive. You can be a saint for what you choose to do with your life every Monday through Saturday. You don't have to be a person that necessarily gets martyred for the faith. You can be an all saint just because you show up in somebody's life, because you taught Sunday school, because you held the littlest disciples inside the nursery. You can be a saint because you've kept the church books for over 40 years. You could be a saint because you gather dental supplies and send them overseas so that folks who don't have access to dental supplies can have access to dental supplies and can have their teeth cleaned and cared for. You could be an all saint because you get up and do the prayer each week and worship. You can be a saint because you gather people to quilt for Days for Girls or for prayers and squares. You could be a saint for almost anything. And then I got to thinking, I wonder what it's like for God to look out over that heaven that you just closed your eyes to imagine, to look at all of these billions of people who have finished their course in faith and now have been received into the gates of St. Peter, welcomed into heaven. What would that be like to see all of those beautiful faces? What an incredible reception of joy and hospitality and hope. I imagine that some of you, as you walk in here, you're thinking about parents, maybe grandparents who have finished their course in faith. And you've spent some period of time in your history going through all of their stuff, looking through their belongings, holding on to some things that maybe when you were with them, when they were with us, they weren't necessarily extraordinary, but when you were going through their stuff after they finished their course in faith, and maybe it was simply an address book. Remember when we used to have those things, right? When you kept everybody's phone number in the book and you could just see the beauty of their handwriting, writing down the phone numbers and the addresses of somebody that they cared about. Maybe it was a note that they had kept and collected from one of their teachers, and you were going through it, and it says, such and such was so great to have in class. and that moment of sentimentality that their teacher 40, 50 years ago saw the same light in them that you saw in them as a child or as a grandchild, you confirmed the fact that they were the same loving person 50 years before you knew them that you experienced when you went over and stole cookies out of their cookie jar. Friends, these are the saints, the people that loved us and still love us, the people who someday we're going to get to see again face to face, the people who we long to hug once again, the people that we long to hold and be held by once again, the people that we grieve and yet celebrate, the people that we look up to, the people that we aspire to be someday. A little bit later on in the service, we'll have an opportunity to come forward and light a candle. And I hope that some of the faces that you imagined inside your mind's eye when you closed your eyes and just took a moment thinking about who you're excited to see, I hope that you'll come forward and light a candle in remembrance of those wonderful saints who have finished their course in faith before us. I believe with all of my heart that those folks you're going to get to see again. And I'm sure it feels like a piece of you passed away every time that you think about them taking their last breath, but I also believe in some way that passes all of our understandings, there's a piece of each and every one of them that lives on in all of you. And so we gather in this place to remember the beautiful lives, the stories, the relationships. Some of our saints have passed. Some of them are still with us, and we hold them dear in our hearts. When I think about folks on All Saints Sunday, the people who have been most meaningful to me, there are so many folks that come to mind, it's hard to distill down to just one. And it's a little bit awkward because of live streaming. I'm probably going to talk about somebody who might hear this service, which is awesome. But my grandfather has always been a saint in my life. From the moment that I first started discerning a call to ministry, he had been there every step of the way from me, sort of encouraging me. And there were times that I had really strong thoughts and opinions about certain things theologically, and my grandfather had this incredible way of saying, you know, there's actually another way to think about that. He rounded off some of my rough edges along the way. He made me the person that I am today, and when I think about what it means to be a pastor, it will probably be hard for me to imagine being anything else besides somebody like my grandfather, who's now in his 80s, but he still is an unstoppable force for the church. If you bring up the United Methodist Church, you can see him just well up in pride. And he once told me that if you opened up his veins and looked at his blood under a microscope, it would be the cross and flame of the United Methodist Church. Who are your saints? What is it that you respect and revere most about those persons who blazed a trail in the faith? And then I want to encourage you, in some small way, to commit your life to live a little bit more like them. As they work so hard to pattern their life after Jesus, how might you tear a page from their book, walk in their footsteps, follow their example, and live life like they did? Friends, thank you for being here for this special time of sacred remembrance when we hold on to and cherish all of these wonderful people that we remember and we hold on to this day. Thanks be to God for their life, their legacy, their witness, and their faith. Amen. At this time, I want to take a moment to lead us in some liturgy, and I'm going to throw a curveball at Pastor Lynn. We talked about this before the service, but I'm going to invite you to come forward, Lynn, and share in reading these names, if you would mind with me, with this liturgy, and we'll just alternate back and forth. This liturgy is printed inside your bulletin, and so I invite you to join with me in the remembering and the sharing of these names, and we'll begin with some music, and then we'll share some names, and their photographs will be on the screen as we remember and celebrate them this day. So we'll just alternate, go back and forth.
Name by name, you go first.
And so we remember these beautiful lives of members of our church this year, those who have passed since last we gathered together to celebrate All Saints Sunday. We remember this day, Mary Ann Parker.
Neela K. Pressey.
Marvin Orville Tobel. Remember friends and family of members of our church, folks who have passed since last we were gathered together, and we hold these names close and dear to our hearts. Tim Brewer.
Brad Brunken.
Dwayne Coy Kendall.
Mrs. Barbara Everett.
Tammy Hoskins.
Mary Ann Markwick.
Nelson Mead.
David E. Nielsen.
Lou Roos.
Elva Jean Victory.
Gladys Naomi Wallace.
Thank you.
the names that are printed on the interior of our bulletin are names that we continue to hold on, and by no means an exhaustive list, because I'm sure that each of us have names that are on our hearts that we're remembering this day. This page captures the names of some of the saints who have finished their course in faith and are now resting from their labor. And so we celebrate these persons and all of the people that we will hold in our hearts forever. Amen.
Amen.
We have an opportunity to celebrate and remember all of these saints and to be reminded that even when we go through the dark shadows of our life of grief and loss, that God is there to with us, to lift us up on the wings of eagles. In this time, we have an opportunity to celebrate the gifts that have been shared with our memorial committee that are used to transform our church, to bless our mission partners. And so we give thanks for these gifts that we acknowledge in this time together, gifts that I believe will have a cascading effect from generation to generation. And so we celebrate this day, a gift to the Prayers in Squares Quilting Ministry in memory of Eileen McCartney and Marcia Outlaw, so that people will know the love and comfort of Jesus Christ. We dedicate
this gift to your glory, O God. A gift to the Appalachia Service Project in memory of Jim Glenn, to make homes warmer, safer, and drier in central Appalachia.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
A gift to Redbird Mission in honor of Carolyn Combs, to build healthy, sustainable communities in the mountains of southeastern Kentucky.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
Gifts for Bountiful Harvest in memory of Sharon Weiss and Mary Janke, to feed, clothe, and give aid for those in need with love, compassion, and urgency.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
Gifts in memory of Charles Lane and Marcia Outlaw to the Vena Community Dental Center to provide affordable dental care to the underserved.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift for the purchase of new doors in the library renovation project at the Brighton campus from Casey Clouser, Evelyn Davidson, Carol Davis, Gloria Downing, Louise Dufresne, Peter Fassione, Eric Harrington, Barbara Cluck, Ernest Laux, Rick McGuire, Don Morrison, Jim Rodriguez, Bruce Schumann, Marvin Tobel, Jim Todd, the UMW, and Kathy Wassel.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
The United Methodist women gave gifts for the mission of our church in remembrance of these faithful servants, Mary Ann Parker, Kay Pressy, and Marvin Tobel. We dedicate
these gifts to your glory, O God. Singing the words on the screen.
Praise you upon evil's wings, and you on the breath of God. Make them to shine like the sun, and glow you in the palm of his hand.
Most loving God, through you, what we dedicate today has meaning. Accept these gifts in memory of your saints and for the work of your church. Grant us your blessing that these gifts may be an enduring witness before all your people, and that our lives may be dedicated in your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Kiss the world.
So we've come to a time in the service where we have an opportunity to come forward to this table that God has opened to all of us. It's not a United Methodist table. It's not my table. It's God's table, which means everybody is welcome. And this week, we're going to be blessed. Pastor Lynn wrote a beautiful communion liturgy for us to use this morning. So these words will be more than likely new to all of you, but I pray that they're a reminder of the wonderful invitation that Jesus offers to all of us to come forward and receive these elements of grace.
May the Lord be with us as we gather before this table and give thanks to God. Amazing God, you created us and you have nurtured us and welcomed us as your children and called us to care for one another as you have cared for us. When we were beset by fear or anger or injury or grief, you never forgot us. When those who went before us finished their earthly journey, you received them home to you, and you offered to us who remain the gifts of hope and peace. Thank you for the work of Jesus Christ, who taught us the meaning of your way of love, who cared for the poor, who welcomed those who had been turned away, who loved children, who healed and forgave, and who demonstrated to us the meaning of love and hope as he died and was resurrected into new life. Even so, we too are called to transformation and new life by your grace, through the work of your Holy Spirit.
And on the night in which Jesus gathered with his disciples, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread and he gave thanks to God, and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body which has been broken for you. Take it and eat it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And later on in that evening, he took a cup, he gave thanks for it, he blessed it and he said, "This is my blood which has been poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Take it and drink it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And so we say, come Holy Spirit, transform ourselves and these elements. Make them be for us a living sacrifice, declaring that Christ has died and that Christ has risen, and someday Christ will come again. Thanks be to God.
Lord, in this moment, we bow before you, and we pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon this simple gift of bread and juice, that they may become in some mysterious way the body and blood of Christ. May we experience your presence and your power within them, guiding us to become the people you call us to be. Forgive us when we falter, and by your grace and your Spirit, guide us back into your way until finally the day comes when we are guided into your eternal presence and feast together with all your saints at the heavenly table. By your grace, make us one in faith and ministry to all peoples throughout your hurting and beloved world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'd like to take a moment to invite forward those who will be assisting us in serving in communion to come forward and prepare for the distribution of the elements. And as they're coming forward, I just want to give some words of instruction. When we come forward to receive communion, we'll invite you to come forward by the radial aisles. You'll have an opportunity to light a candle in remembrance of those great saints who have come before us. And at the conclusion of that, we invite you to receive the elements of bread and juice. They'll be available for you. There's a gluten-free station that will be in the middle. And Pastor Lynn and I this day are going to be in the back of the sanctuary and feel no obligation, but if you'd like to come forward and receive prayer, we'll be at the back willing to share in that time. If you'd like to come forward as an individual or couple or family, we'd be honored to pray alongside you about anything that you may be carrying with you as you walk into this space today. All has been made ready. This table is open to everyone. Would you please come and feast at this heavenly banquet? Amen.
Amen.
Just me, but I look forward to this time every year. An opportunity to hold on to the saints, to remember them, to celebrate them, to give thanks. And when I close my eyes and think of heaven, I oftentimes think of a table. And maybe it's just because, you know, when I was growing up at Christmas, my grandmother had one of those tables that you could just keep expanding, you know? And you'd pull out another leaf and somebody go out to the garage and get more chairs, and the table would get bigger and bigger, and it just got, you know, large enough that everyone could have a seat there. And that's my image of heaven, that every time we say goodbye to a saint, somebody goes and gets a leaf and adds a spot at the table. The table gets a little bigger. Somebody goes and gets a chair and makes sure that all of us have a place at God's table. Will you join me in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for these candles and the light that these flames represent, we give you thanks for the memories of those whom we love. We celebrate them. We name them. We cherish them. We will never forget them. And we trust that, like you, they are always with us, guiding, directing, instructing, and leading. We remember, we celebrate, and we give thanks for their life and legacy. Amen.
At this time, I want to direct your attention to the beautiful prayer quilt hanging in the sanctuary. Will you please pray with me? Dear God, we pray for healing, for comfort, and peace for Marcia Slade, Kate Fick, and Cindy Dunn. May their quilts be a constant comfort and reminder of God's love, and also the love and concern for them from everyone in this congregation. May these quilts we've created, tied, and prayed over bring warmth and peace to the receiver. And we all know what it's like, God, to be among the family and the caregivers who are providing help and support for someone who's struggling. And so we lift them up in our prayers also. Give them strength and patience as they offer to help their loved ones. Remind them that they're not alone in this task, for we are all part of this ministry that involves the sewing of stitches, the tying of knots, and the expression of prayers. And we all share in our love and trust in you, God, as you walk with us in our darkest times. In this special day of remembrance, we also praise you, Lord, for the miracle of love. For this day, we are remembering our saints, so many wonderful people named and not named, that have been a part of us, and we give thanks for them. We pray for the grieving, for those who've recently lost a loved one, and we pray for those struggling in war zones or living in poverty or under evil oppression. We pray for solutions and comfort for them. We pray for a better, a more just, and peaceful world. And as with all of our burdens and hopes, we bring them to you, God, in the precious name of Jesus, who taught us to pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
You know, generation after generation, people have given gifts to God through this congregation, and so many lives have been touched, and now it's our turn. I invite the ushers to come forward.
Let us pray. Lord, there is no way we can repay the gracious gift of mercy you have given us. Please bless the gifts we bring today to grow disciples for you in the world today. Amen.
The light that they were in the world. I believe with all of my heart that the world could use more people like these folks in it these days. So as you go out into the world, carry these lights with you. Tear a page from their book, become a little bit more like them as they strove to become a little bit more like Jesus. Go out into the world with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us celebrate the saints as we become ever more like the saints that inspired us. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.